There you are, honey. Did you have a nice night out with the boys? Yes, I'm sure you did. Except you didn't go out with the boys. No, stop making excuses. I spoke with Cassie, and she confirmed Dan was with her all night. And Jeff posted on social media about a weekend retreat at the family cottage, so he wasn't even in town. So, who is she? Oh, so you went out with different guys. Yeah, now I know you are hiding something for sure. Can you even admit it? Still denying it? No matter, I can find out who she is by going through your phone once you are gone, so I can give her the punishment she deserves. Oh no, I'm not going to kill you. I'm not that sadistic. But I will punish you, and you will wish you had never cheated on me. Because you see, I'm a witch, and us witches don't take to betrayal too kindly. So I am going to teach you a lesson in humility, as well as loyalty. Feel that heat rising through you? Coming from deep down in your belly? Yes? That means my magic is already in effect. There is no use trying to resist. Now that the spell has started, there is nothing that can stop it. Oh, your chest is burning up? That would be your breasts growing. Yes, breasts, tits, boobs. I figured that if you were going to use your dick to cheat on me, I might as well just take it away. What do I mean? You still don't understand, really? I'm turning you into a girl, dumbass. Yes, a girl, a woman, long hair, tits, ass, pussy, the whole deal. I can already see your face rounding, features becoming softer, skin becoming fair. Such a pretty and delicate girl you will be. You don't want to be a girl? Well, too bad. You should have thought of that before sleeping around like some stray mutt. That spell really is doing wonders to your figure as well, so small and dainty. Look, you're even smaller than me, no? And those are some killer curves as well. These hips certainly don't lie. You look uncomfortable. Are you feeling a pinching sensation in your groin? A strange tugging in your balls? Is your dick becoming more sensitive? Smaller? That would be your cock turning into a cunt, my dear. Your balls are pulling up inside you, becoming a pair of ovaries. Your ball sack is splitting, reforming into a nice pair of plump lips. Your new labia. And your dick. Your pride and joy. The tool you used to cheat on me? It's shrinking, becoming smaller. Much smaller, barely more than a nub. But in exchange, it will grow incredibly more sensitive, your center of pleasure. Say hello to your new clitoris and your new pussy. It's official now. You are truly a girl. So how does it feel to be one of the fairer sex, to be a woman? You don't like it? I would hope not. This is a punishment after all, not a reward. But I feel like this is still too good for you. Being a woman isn't too bad. It's pretty great, actually, and half of humanity gets along fine with being female. I wouldn't be such a great witch if, in guise of punishment, I just switched your gender, would I? No, I think you should lose more than just your masculinity. Feel that heat still coursing through you? All over your skin? Your skin isn't becoming any smoother, any softer, any fairer. Quite the opposite, in fact. It itches, doesn't it? That would be your fur coat coming in? Yes, fur, like an animal's. I've decided to strip you of your humanity and turn you into a simple beast. What kind of beast? You could maybe turn into a pig, big and fat, doomed to wallow in mud for the rest of your life. After all, you have been quite the cheating pig. But no, pigs don't have coats of fur like these. Maybe a monkey? Retaining a pale shadow of your human self, but devolved, stuck in a zoo, swinging from branches with your own kind. After all, you were always quite primitive in your ways of thinking. But now, monkeys don't have such cute little paws. Oh, you didn't notice your hands cramping up, becoming nothing but paws, only useful for walking around on all fours? Get ready. The same is going to happen to your feet, as your legs turn into hindquarters, leaving you stuck on all fours for the rest of your life. Have you guessed it yet? What you are becoming? Not a cat, no. Although you won't be any bigger than that. Yes, you guessed it. A dog. But not a big species, like a German Shepherd or a Golden Retriever, majestic dogs with a semblance of dignity. No, you will be a tiny dog, A small yapping runt with no self-respect. Maybe a Yorkshire Terrier. Yes, that ought to be humiliating enough. And then I could ship you off to be the pet of a little girly girl, so she can primp you up, dress you in little suits, and put cute little bows on your fur. Or I could simply dump you at the pound, see what happens. Or sell you to a breeder, I could probably fetch a good price for you. And it would be hilarious to have you get fucked by another dog, get pregnant and birth pups, over and over again. But I digress. Oh my God, you have gotten so small. Is it getting hard to speak? Come on, girl, you can let it out. Oh, good doggy. Such a cute little bark that was. Get used to it. This will be your only method of communication from now on. Those annoyingly high-pitched yips. Oh, and by the way, you may be forced to act like a little bitch from now on, but you will retain your memories, your identity. You will remember who you were, what happened to you, and more importantly, what you did to become like this. Now for your cell phone. Let's see. Sabrina, huh? She is cute. I could keep you two together, make her into your mate. You two would make such cute pups. Or maybe she could be your chew toy. Although I could definitely use a new lingerie set or a new vibrator. So many choices.